Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Excess Astrology, where three astrologers gather to discuss the heavens and see what's going on and help you make sense of it and help you work with it. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in Florida, in New York. Right now I'm in Florida, where it's 78 and not sunny anymore, but dark outside, but I guess there's no clouds. And I am joined by Mark Woltz. Mark, I see you out there. Mark? Are you there? I don't hear you. Let me bring you back in again. Mark, are you there? There we go. I heard some noise. It says you dropped. Okay. All right. Mark will call back in. Technology is a wonderful thing. What can you do? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. At any rate, Mark was here, and he's left, and hopefully he'll be back soon. There he is. He's coming back in again. He's a fast dialer. Mark, you there? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, good.
Hello.
You're there. Great. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. So what's going on in New York?
Well, there was that excitement of the eclipse, and since then it hasn't been too exciting. But we're having decent weather. It's just an extended spring. And it's fairly cloudy a lot of the time, so we don't see much of the planets. So we have to keep track of them on paper.
Cool. That's good. And
hello, this is Heather.
I was going to say, it looks like Heather joined us too. Hi, Heather.
Yes. Hi, Mark. Hi,
hey.
Anne. Good to be back.
How are you feeling? Yeah. Good to be back.
I'm upright. My legs are working. I had a back surgery, right after the eclipse, and it seems to have worked. Mars-Saturn conjunct. It seems to have worked, and I am doing better. It's just taken a long time to get any energy back or to sit still I'm not supposed to sit still for very long. So.
Yeah.
But much better.
Mm-hmm.
Much better.
Well, also, you had the Mars on the Saturn and the Neptune, so it was kind of a...
Yep.
It was a good surgery day, but it's like almost a month, right? Because tomorrow is a new moon. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's a month tomorrow.
You had it on a lovely moon in Taurus, just that Mars coming into the Neptune and the Mars coming into the Neptune and the Saturn was also a little bit like, okay, we're going to go a little slower. We're just going to make you dreamy. We're going to make those nerves heal, but not maybe as quick as we might like them to.
And it was a 6-hour operation, not a 4-hour operation. So it just took a little extra time.
Took extra time, and then your body said, I think you need to take a little extra time to get better. So that's good.
It's still we're moving slow. But, my legs no longer fall asleep when I walk, and that's been bothering me it's been getting steadily worse for 20 years, so I feel really excited about the change. So that's good.
And nothing like getting that Aries moon a little energized again. And you had Jupiter and Uranus meet up and say, okay, let's grow and go. New 14-year
close to trining my ascendant. So that felt like, a new beginning. And I'm appreciating that feeling. So it's been, a wild and crazy time with the sun spouting huge amounts of solar flares and so much going on in the world. How have you two been?
I've been.
What do you see?
My brother had a car crash right around the time you went down.
Oh
and
no!
And he just
honey.
Had. Yeah, and he had. Mm-hmm. He just had to have a stick in his stick in his back and a plate because he had a wobbly spine, and it was impinging on his ability to walk and his ability to go to the bathroom. Sometimes he could, sometimes he couldn't because the nerve. All those nerves are there. So his car was totaled. Yeah. He was just sitting parked, and he got slammed by a car that was hit, and then he rolled into the guy that hit the car, right? So it was like three cars destroyed. But he had a 7-hour surgery just last week, but he's up and, you know, they have him in orthopedic and recovery and, you know, he's going to do some rehab and then off we go. So I was like,
so he got a spinal fusion or did he get
he had a spinal fusion and he had a rod, titanium rod and a plate because his spine was wobbling. And interestingly, he and I both have Pisces moon. So last year I had my surgery. The eclipse this year was on my Mercury. So it was my sister first and then my brother. But he had a disc laminated 30 years ago when Saturn was last in Pisces because he had a lot of back pain. And he'd ruptured. So now they went in and cleaned it out, cleaned out some of the stenosis and put a rod in there. So hopefully he's
on. So he did what I did.
Yeah, he did what you did. I was thinking, I know this surgery. The other is having it done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank God, because you guys, you know, a couple hundred years ago, you would be paralyzed, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And now,
and I'm just so grateful
medicine.
Not to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that Saturn-Mars conjunction, you know, it's not that uncommon, but I found a lot of people were doing some major course correcting that week. You know, first the eclipse and this last month with, you know, Mars is now safely in Aries and adding energy. But there was, you know, how do we rebuild the foundations? Quite literally from the feet up because that Pisces, you know, it wasn't Pisces.
Right.
And so from the feet up where we reconstructing something or from the basement up, I'm hearing about businesses reconstructing or approaches to the world, you know.
Yeah,
and,
kind of a rebuilding, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it felt like also all the protests that are going on around the world right now, it's trying to figure out who's the victim. And there's disagreements on who the victim is, but really wanting to take action to take care of that, which is another part of the aspects that we're experiencing now.
Yeah, and also with the Pluto in Aquarius, you know, gathering of people going, I think we need to change how this is being done. Yeah.
Right, and that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, you know, also speaking up for what's going on.
Every 14 years,
plenty of Pluto in Aquarius.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in the mid-60s, we had all those Uranus aspects on the late 60s, and we had that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, among other things, and we had a very active sun. And so, you know, I'm seeing so much of that search for a new answer, working so hard to find it.
And people really feeling like they need to do something different. You know, there's a lot of a lot of shifting and changing in terms of how should I do this? A lot of revising of strategy, which I think is really good. You know, I used to do it this way, and now I feel like I should do it that way. And that is actually excellent because with that AA thing, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a change. And people are really feeling like I need to change, which is good, you know? Yeah. All good. So that's good. Well, we'll welcome you back. We missed you. So Mark reported in, you know, after he talked to you, he would report into the group that what was going on with you.
Good.
So
thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that.
He's our cuddle bug. He's our cuddle bug, Mark is.
He's taking good care of us here. And Mark, how have you felt the aspects this week? What have you been? I mean, I think you were talking about that when I came on, so I'm sorry to ask you to repeat.
No, we were the gang's all here. We have to have a reunion, you know. So.
For me, my maker. So that's a whole big change. The surgery went well. It's just implanting.
Yeah, Mark's wife
has
surgery.
Yeah, that wonderful. The new moon in Taurus tomorrow, or tonight, isn't it, I believe?
No, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, I'm trying to pull it up.
Yeah. And the new moon in Taurus, I think of that as the most fertile day in the year, you know, the time to really watch your birth control if that's not what you want. But also, what a wonderful day to plant seeds, to plant ideas, to plant propositions, to plant, put out, send out a book proposal. It's a wonderful time to begin a process that you want to grow.
Right.
Yeah, and this one has Venus in the picture. Venus working with the sun and moon.
And it also has, it's right next to the Jupiter Uranus, so it's like a little stellium of five planets in Taurus, which is all about grow, grow. And then, of course, Mars is driving that
and
north
stubborn.
Well, he's like, I'm in back in the driver's seat in Aries, for heaven's sakes. I want to get the show on the road. So it's definitely got a feisty little fast-moving energy, you know, which is good.
Yeah.
We need feisty and fast. So.
Well, you know, in that tonight that Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas are facing possible, you know, long track tornadoes tonight. The weather's been incredible in the Midwest, and there's been some very strong storms. Tonight looks particularly, as they said, it's a particularly dangerous with extreme chances of, we just have snow out here in, on the mountains, not in our, by our house, but, you know, very visible just up the road. But they're really watching those tornadoes tonight. So, you know, when Mars hits Aries and the aspects we're seeing, you know, Jupiter, there's just been a lot of wild cards. And to really, you know, I'm wishing safety for all of those people that might be going through storms tonight. Think of them as safe.
Yeah, I do a mentorship group for OPA, and one of the women had to leave because of the storms. She was like, I have to go. The storms are, they're telling us to take shelter. So she's out in the Midwest. So they've actually been acting since this afternoon. You know, they've been giving warnings. So, yeah. So she's like, I got to leave. I got to go in the basement. I'm like, well, we're like, okay, hope you're okay.
It is exciting, it is wonderful, but it is also really, truly scary to see the, you know, what those storms can do when they get going. So
well,
it is with humbleness.
Very fierce. Yeah, she's pretty fierce. And it is Taurus, so it's a lot of, you know, it's definitely land energy. A lot of fire and earth in the sky, not a lot of air. And then those solar flares are just pumping everything up. Where people are really, you know, kind of agitated. But also, a lot of people reporting not sleeping well, too. That seems to be a big one because Neptune is sitting there on that anaretic degree. But it's also right next to a cardinal Aries. You know, it's the 29 Pisces, but Aries 0 is sitting right there. So the dreams are very big, waking them up, middle of the night. Weird, you know, multicolored, multidimensional, you know. You know, one person was telling me that they were, their mother had called and they were talking to her. You know, mother had called and was talking to her mother's past, right? And she's like, okay, I'll see you at 7, right? I'll see you at 7. So she was like, I woke up and I'm like, my mother's not here. But, I mean, I could hear her voice kind of thing. So if
that's
you feel
powerful.
Like you're getting visited, yeah, if you feel like you're getting visited from the other side, with Pluto hanging out in a sextile to the Neptune, they're in this very tight sextile, and Pluto's in Aquarius. So in this case, her mother called her on the phone. You know, she answered the phone in the dream. Yeah. So
and
you know,
Mercury's moving back to a square with that Pluto, which, you know, that it tagged once already earlier this year and it's coming back, that still stirred up energetic Mercury, which is the winds and the dreams. But it's, you know, I think that when I see Mercury-Pluto aspects, I'm not surprised to hear visits from the other side. But it's, you know, it's important with any of the, that aspect to not get stuck in the sorrow of it, but go like, oh, I had a moment with somebody from the other side, and I thank them. I'm glad to have that visit rather than let it rip us apart.
Right.
Now, I'm looking at Mother's Day on Sunday, May 12th. And the moon will be in Cancer, and the moon will be, you know, squaring that Mercury, and Mercury will be moving into a tighter square with that, with Pluto. So there's going to be some strong mixed emotions. That Sun conjunct Uranus, you know, if you want to do something fun with somebody who's a mother figure to you, do something unusual, something out of the ordinary that just makes them feel loved and appreciated, I would think. But it is... you know, expect to just process some feelings for missing people, missing family. No matter how wonderful everybody is around you, it may there may just be some feelings that flow through.
Right, right. And for all, you know, for the whole week.
What, Mark?
It's a good thing to appreciate all of the individual qualities of the people in our families.
Yeah. And all week, all week long, the moon's last aspect is to the is to Neptune. So the whole week is very Neptunian, even though the other planets are, you know, feisting up. It's like, oh, we're everything's talking to Neptune because he's parked at 29, basically till September. Mm-hmm. So it's helpful to remember that we're going to be doing a lot of Neptune this summer, May, June, July, and August, as he sits there at that last degree. And so, you know, with that in mind, be like, all right, you know, what's the flow I can get into? What's my spiritual? Let me meditate, extra sleep, extra Neptunian things of a positive nature, music and dance and things that you find inspirational. But also remembering, because the moon is aspecting Neptune, everybody's more absorptive. You're just going to feel like you're absorbing things. You're like a little cosmic sponge because he's at that last degree, and every planet that goes by goes, hi, Neptune, and he kind of sprays them. I went, you know, I have a car, right, which I never had a car before because I lived in New York. So I took the car to the car wash because it was a little dirty. And it was like this psychedelic, crazy experience. And I was like, and my neighbor had said there's a program for seniors that you can bring your car to the car wash every day if you want. And I kind of looked at him and I went, every day? Well, you're like, for $16 for the month, you can go to the car wash every day, right? And I was like, the car wash every day? But after going through this car wash, which was, I had a friend visiting, and we both were like, it was like a wild ride at Disney. It had lights, it had cameras, it had pushing, it had air blowing. And I was like, I can see why, you know, when I get a little older, that may be what I do every day is go through this
car
ride.
It's a wild thing to do, yeah.
It's a wild thing to do.
Yeah.
It was very Neptunian because it was kind of this psychedelic experience. And I thought, ooh, I'm liking that. And it was right as Mars was on Neptune, and I thought, I can see going through this car wash every day. So the guy
that
said it to me, he always has a perfectly clean car. I mean, it spit shines. Like, he's former military, so everything is like, I'm sure his bed's bounce quarters. But I said to him, how often do you go through the car wash? And he's a Scorpio Libra, so he smiled. He goes, well, I can go through every day. But he's the one that told me you could go through every day. And I thought, I can see where this could be exciting. You know, I get a little older, I can go to the car wash. Yeah. But it's definitely, you know, looking for those positive Neptunian experiences. You know, pay $16 and wash your car every day. So
that's pretty funny.
Very cool. I know.
Pay $16 and get to go through a refreshing, it's probably cool in there, too.
Well, you're in your car and it's pushing stuff at you, but it was fun.
You're cleaning off all that salt from the air.
You're breaking up a little, Mark. Say it again.
You're cleaning off all the salt from the ocean air.
Yeah, cleaning off that salt.
Yeah, that's
lovely.
Yeah, she had been out in the rain a little because I had people visiting, and the guy wasn't very good at parking cars. So I suggested he park it in the lot rather than in my spot because I have kind of a tight spot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, because he didn't want to park it in the spot either. you know, it took the mirror off getting out of it. So I was like, so
oh
my. She needed a bath. Yeah, she needed a bath. So.
Mm-hmm.
All good. All Neptune all the time. So, yeah.
That's funny.
And dreaming.
And, yeah, and dreaming. And, you know, I noticed that I'm not the only one that's having trouble tracking things. I think part of it has been, you know, the what I've been going through with the health issues. But, you know, in order to really heal, you have to sort of let go of trying to get anything done in a hurry. You just have to be.
Yeah.
And but I'm noticing several, you know, I just started seeing clients again this week, and every one of them has said something about just having trouble tracking. I thought Mercury was direct, and sometimes it goes too fast, and sometimes it goes too slow, and I'm just having trouble tracking. And so, you know, that's part of the Taurus, I think, can help us with that too fast, too slow rhythm. How do we keep it steady? And you know, the Taurus secret now is you don't rush ahead, but don't delay. You know, Mercury in Aries can be so efficient 1 minute, but also one of the worst procrastinators. You know, wait to the last minute and make it an emergency. So
yeah.
Just kind of notice that. Tendencies so that you can really use your time wisely.
Yeah, I always think of Mercury and Taurus as the tortoise and the hare. And Mercury,
mm-hmm.
Mercury goes, oh, wait, I'm going to lose the race, you know, and it gets there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's that song,
mm-hmm.
Slow Down, You Move Too Fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which, and of course, it's spring, so spending some time outside is good. All good.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah.
So we
the,
all...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say,
and,
let's talk a little bit about the Saturn semi-squaring Pluto, because
yes,
we've
they,
got,
exactly.
We got three semi-squares, Mars semi-squaring Uranus, Venus semi-squaring Neptune. That's a lot.
And what do you think
and
about
semi-squares?
Because semi-squares seem to me, it's not necessarily at a sign, it's just a really irritating aspect. It's where things
yeah.
just
yeah.
are like two animals trying to get out the door at the same time and just bumping into each other. You know, it's not foreign, but it is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think of it as like a can of cat food. You know, you open the can and the lid breaks, the tab breaks off, and so you can't get the food out. You have to get the spoon, kind of pry the lid off.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's what I think of as a semi square because it's a 45-degree angle, so it's not
right.
got enough
half a square,
not got
mm-hmm.
enough thing to get stuff going. It just kind of it's like
mm-hmm.
annoying, but you know,
mm-hmm.
the cat food's fine. Nothing happened. You just can't get the damn thing open without a little more work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that Saturn Pluto square, you know, I'm feeling it and I'm having trouble getting started, but I'm also seeing it as some of the questions, you know, around you know, around what's happening in the Mideast and what's happening with the Trump trials. It's just what is the chain of command? What, you know, how often should things be done? How do we go about this?
Right.
And so, you know.
And also irritating, like today with Trump, they said, you know, the guy's like, I really don't want to put you in jail. You know, it's going to the court, the Secret Service, the court officers, the prison. He said, but I have a job to do, and I gotta do it. I've warned you. Stop it. You know, that was, to me, a semi-square.
Mm-hmm.
And today, Saturn and Pluto are in a semi-square. And, of course, you know, when they were last meeting was COVID, which was the conjunction. So the semi-square is they're having a little power struggle, you know, between the authority of the court and Trump and, you know, what was going on. And it was this week, I think, that he did the whole thing about the bleach in the blood vessels. Because that was back in the news. And I didn't track to see when he did the bleach in the blood vessels. But, you know, I think it was now. Any rate. So, yeah. And Christy Nome is on the air with shooting her dog. But also saying, but everybody was mad at me when I left, you know, the state open during COVID, you know, so I'm used to the criticism, Saturn semi-square Pluto. So
yeah, I don't
like,
care who dies is basically what she's saying either way.
No, she kills dogs, goats, and horses, I guess she did.
Everybody loses.
So it's,
What did you say, Mark?
Everybody a little bit. And it's like a full-out square, 90 degrees between Saturn and Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
There's one big winner, one big loser. But when they're semi-square,
right,
everybody loses a little.
Yeah.
And nobody's happy. Because
right,
there's no big winner.
Right. It's like
and
arm wrestling.
We don't have a birth time on her, but she has Mars in Pisces, but that squares that her Sun Jupiter conjunction in Sagittarius, Christy Noem,
mm,
with the Moon probably in Taurus in the middle of the day,
mm-hmm,
and Saturn opposed Neptune. You can see a lot of blocking in her, Venus in Capricorn, and that Venus squares Pluto. You know, you can see some real blocking energy in her, and I get the feeling she's really kind of shut out the parts of her that she thought, you know, I'm weak if I'm sympathetic.
Right.
And because, you know, that Mars and Pisces, she does feel it, but she's chose, you know, that fight in her between the soft part and the you know, must get things done. Because
mm-hmm,
when the people describe what happened with her, it really sounded rather insane. She was angry. She did not stop and think it through. I've seen, you know, a meme today on Facebook, you know, it was a school bus full of dogs, and they said, dogs leaving North South Dakota. Which is pretty funny.
But also, that may be her moon degree, because, I mean, both Republicans and Democrats got all excited about her shooting poor cricket in the gravel pit. Didn't seem to be the same empathy for the goat that she killed, but, you know, she killed two of them the same day. So I'm thinking it might be
right,
Uranus on her moon. We can maybe use that to rectify when that hit the news. She was all over the news all weekend, you know, and then she had the story with the South Dakota guy, meeting Kim Jong-un. And everybody's like,
mm-hmm,
you know, we don't
mm-hmm
talk to them. How could you possibly have met him? I mean, it was kind of like, oh, we got another fibber here, another fibbing Republican. So I'm sorry,
yep,
my politics are showing. Yeah. So. Yeah, I would call that a rectifying event. Uranus on her moon, she killed the dog, and everybody got mad. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And
wonderful.
She also had said people knew about the dog story, and they always went after her about it, so she decided she'd get
so
ahead
she
of it.
So she wanted to reframe it. Yeah, no, yeah, that
yeah,
doesn't.
She wanted to that would definitely be the Mars and Pisces Uranus on the node, on the moon. So
There were witnesses.
Yeah, we're witnesses to it. Now the whole country goes, you kill dogs. Okay. Poor Mitt Romney got it for, you know, in a normal way that they carry dogs in hunting cages. When they hunt, they put them in the
mm-hmm
case on the roof. I mean, that is actually
mm-hmm
normal.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
she's
that's
like,
not a problem.
It's okay to shoot. Yeah, but he got a lot of trouble for it. He also had seven kids
mm-hmm
in the station wagon. So, you know, it was a little hard to fit the dog in, too. But
right.
But this one, poor little cricket in the gravel pit. So, whatever. So a stressful week ahead for all. Mars
yep
semi-squares Uranus. That's also ruptures. So one of the
yep
things that we're having is Jupiter is on Algol. So be careful about, you know, sudden unexpected accidents, you know,
mm-hmm
just kind of with Mars Uranus. That's kind of a klutzy, tippy over kind of thing. So... And the British lady says we have 60 seconds left. So we apologize for no calls today. We'll talk to you next week because Heather's back. Yay, Heather's back.
Yay.
Blog Talk Radio is working. Yay, Blog Talk Radio is working. Last week the system was down. Mark and I tried a bunch and we couldn't get in. So we are migrating off of it to something else. We just haven't done it. We've been waiting for Mercury to go direct and now
right
he's direct. So we'll
and,
let you know where
and
we're
to really
to.
It's a complicated process, so we're working on finding out just how to do it in a good way.
Yeah.
So, you know, all this week, let everybody find good ways to move forward, but if you feel those irritations, slow down rather than push harder forward. Remember, with the Taurus asks you root and slow down rather than push, even if the planets and the aspects make us irritable, because that kind of jams us into those difficult transits. Good luck.
Right.
This is Heather from Montana. Goodbye. And
Anne from Florida. Goodbye.
And
Mark from New York. Bye now.
Wonderful.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See you all
take
next
care.
Week. Heather, I'm glad you're back. And Mark, I'm glad your wife is doing good. Yay.
Me too.
So.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.